Welcome, everybody. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm excited for today's call because the topic today is this is your appointed time. And I'm excited about that because we are appointed to be in this moment. That I kind of believe that when God was creating everything, and I don't have scripture to back this up, but I think that God, you know, it tells us in Jeremiah that he knew us and he approved of us. So I kind of think there was something going on where we agreed that this would be our best time, that God kind of showed us and was saying, you know, this is going to be the whole expanse of time, and I think you'd be perfect right here. And I think that we agreed to do that before we even were in our mom's wombs. So I want you to know that this is your time, and God has an amazing plan for you. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he's given us a hope and a future. And to me, that's really exciting. We were shooting a live program. I've never shot live television until last Friday, and we were shooting a live television program at TBN here in San Antonio, and that was the overwhelming theme that the Lord had laid on. And I know there were probably, I would say, close to 20 pastors and lay pastors that were there, and we were all ministering, and it was the overwhelming theme. So I'm excited to realize that there's a great move of God taking place right now in your life, in my life, in our world right now, and it is very time sensitive. And I know that God wants us to do everything to the best of our ability. One of my favorite verses is in Colossians, and it's Colossians 3:20, because it tells us that every single thing that we're supposed to do, we're supposed to be doing it as unto God and not as unto men. And so every single thing you do, and especially thinking about Mother's Day and being a young mom when I was a young mom many years ago, just thinking about that verse as I would do diaper after diaper, and my kids were extremely sensitive to everything, so we had cloth diapers, and then we couldn't even use, like, regular detergents, so I was using peroxide detergents and importing them into the country, and it was just unbelievable. And I just thought, you know, I'm so thankful that I have children, and I want to make sure that this time I'm faithful with. So whether it was doing dirty diapers, or it was working on a farm, or doing my direct selling business, or now doing what I do to support direct sellers, entrepreneurs, and corporations through the John Maxwell teamwork that I'm doing, and ministering through TBN and through our church, I know that God wants us to be faithful with every minute that we have. So I don't know exactly where you're placed, or even if you're in that place where you might be in transition, you might be like, you know, okay, so I get that God wants me to use my time. I want to be faithful. But what do I do with this? And where do I go from here? You know, Habakkuk 2:3 tells us, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. So I want to encourage you that if you're not living into what you feel is your optimum purpose right this minute, to hang on to your vision, the vision that God gave you, because it's for an appointed time. He knows exactly when it's going to take place, and though it may tarry, you might need to wait for it. You know, God's appointed a time to fulfill our visions, our dreams, and the desires that are inside of our hearts. And sometimes it takes a long time before it's going to happen. And when I was 30, I nearly died a few times, and when I was really sick, I was laying in bed one night, and I had just received the book, Woman, Thou Art Loosed, by T.D. Jakes, and was starting to read through that. And it was before, it was like when the book first released, before all the other things that grew from it. Very, very powerful. And I can remember falling asleep and being woke up in the middle of the night with an incredible vision. And it was kind of twofold, and I didn't really understand it. Jordan had just been diagnosed with autism, and I wasn't sure, you know, what that really meant. And he was very, very severe at that time. I was very sick. We didn't know if I was going to make it. It was just a really, really tough time. I had James was a toddler, Bethany was a baby, and we just really didn't know what our future would hold. But I saw Jordan, and I heard God in the dream and in the vision tell me that Jordan would have an incredible ministry, and we would have a ministry together. And then I saw myself, without Jordan, speaking to a huge stadium of people. And I couldn't get a clear picture on their face, but I saw that it was like a darker skin. And I didn't really understand what all of that meant. At that same night, my mom, who also was an incredible Christian, she had the exact same dream about Jordan and I having a ministry together. And so has that happened and come completely to fruition? Not yet. Jordan's an author. He's an amazing man of God. He knows so much about the Word. He's writing an incredible novel about the Bible. And I've been doing what God opens up before me and always been mindful. But I hold this verse in my heart because I know that God has appointed time to fulfill the visions, the dreams, and the desires in our hearts. And I'll bet if you think back, there was some time in your life, and it might be very recent or it might have been a long time ago, that there was some kind of a desire, a vision, or a dream that God placed in your heart. I don't want you to give up on that, and neither does God. Don't give up on your dreams, and don't be complacent about pursuing what God's placed in your heart. You know, God is a faithful God. He's so amazing. So no matter how long it's been, and no matter how impossible things look, if you'll stay in faith, your appointed time is coming. I remember way back when I first started my direct selling business, I received an award, and the award was the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. And at first, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was really boring. And I thought, how could somebody read books about all these sports analogies and all these stories like this? Why would somebody give me this book? I'm a woman. And I kept placing it down. But every day, multiple times a day, that book would call my name. I would just have to, like, pick it up and read a little bit more. It was the Spirit of God and the leadership that was being taught, those biblical principles through those everyday stories. Sounds kind of like Jesus, right? That kept speaking to my life. And I built and I developed only according to what I thought God wanted me to do. And sometimes it didn't make sense, and it didn't, you know, people thought I was crazy when I left my multi-million-dollar organization and went into the corporate side. But I was following the Word of God and what He was telling me to do. And I'm excited because little did I know that I would be a founding partner of the John Maxwell team. Little did I know that I'd be on the President's Advisory Council for this incredible company, serving and teaching and mentoring those that are coming into the program and sharing that with so many people. And then tomorrow, I'm just thrilled to death. I mean, I just can't, beyond words at this point. I'm really excited to spend time with John Maxwell and do the things that I do with him. And I had the opportunity to introduce him to his team at our biggest event that we've had to date. And, you know, just so many amazing things. Have dinner with him and sit on his sofa. Those are precious memories. Times when he prayed for me, when we didn't know if I'd be able to continue to walk or wear shoes. And just amazing, amazing things. Did I realize that this was going to come from having that book given to me as an award many, many years ago, decades ago? No. But tomorrow, I'm flying out early in the morning, and I'm going to be able to meet and have a private meeting with the president of the John Maxwell Company, Mark Cole, who I admire so much. He's just such an amazing man. And spend some time letting him pour into my life. What's next? I don't really know. Where's the rest of this vision going to take me? I have no idea. Where's your vision going to take you? I have no idea. But there's a verse in the Bible that tells us not to despise small beginnings. I was actually living in a trailer with 7 different colors of paneling on the wall and not able to use my daughter's bedroom, not having heat. We had a fireplace, and we lived in Michigan. It was really cold. And I was raising 3 babies, but I was alive. And God had spared my life. And at that point was when I was praying about what else God had for me. And did he really plan to fulfill that vision? The vision that he had given me about Jordan and I and given to my mom and speaking to stadiums. And I believe he did. I believe that he wanted that, but I didn't know how. And at that point, it seemed so beyond what I could do. I didn't even have 5 plates to feed my family on. That's what drove me to my direct selling business and this amazing influence that I've been able to have with women across the world. As I laid in the hospital bed, ready to pass away, I was ready. I was so excited that I was going to go and be with Jesus, and I knew he was going to take care of my children, and my husband would be fine and remarry, and he was going to be a good dad, and he was a godly man, so I knew things were okay. I didn't realize that at that point, when I woke up the next morning so disappointed that I didn't go to heaven, that was the beginning of more of what God's vision and purpose was. I had to live on nutritional IVs for over a year and a half, and we would drive 3 hours one way to get them. It would take about an hour and a half to get them, and then we'd drive home 3 hours. My husband would sleep a couple hours, go into work, and then we'd start the process all over. We had 3 little ones, and I was so, so sick, but we knew God had spared my life for a reason. You may not have a story where your life's been spared or had to lose everything and sell everything to keep yourself alive. But God has an incredible vision for your life. And I don't care what season you're in, whether you're a youth or you are a millennial or you are Gen X, Gen Y, baby boomer, oh, person of wisdom, it makes no difference. God still has an incredible, amazing vision for an appointed time waiting for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be still here on the planet. I know that. I want you to hold on to your dream. I want you to do everything you can and hold every intention of bringing it to pass. And I want you to declare every single day, my time's coming. God's working behind the scenes on my behalf, and I will fulfill my destiny. I need you to hold on to your vision and speak life over your dreams. You're going to see them begin to take shape. I promise you. You'll see your faith grow. You'll see your hope strengthen. And you'll see yourself step into the appointed time that God has for you. And I believe it's really close. I really, really do. The Lord has just put this in my heart since last Friday. You know, as I was starting to prepare actually on Thursday for the television program, he just kept saying that, you know, this is my appointed time. This is my appointed time. And I knew it wasn't just for me, it was for you too and for every single person that's listening to the call. God is faithful to do what he says he will do. Ephesians 5:15 and 16 says that we need to be careful how we live though. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity. I want to repeat that one again because I want to make sure that whatever you're doing today, that you really get this, that you're careful how you live, that you're intentional about bringing this vision to pass and not live like a fool. What does a fool do? They're not faithful with what God's given them. They waste time. They waste energy. They're not on purpose. It goes on to say, don't live like fools, but like those who are wise, make the most of every opportunity. This isn't a suggestion. This is Paul penning what God told him. This is an instruction. We have to do everything as unto the Lord. You know, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 3 that for everything there's a season, a time for every activity under heaven. This is your time to get busy. This is your time to step into that appointed time. Stop making the excuses. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop feeling like you're the victim. Stop waiting and wondering and questioning, is this my time? But claim this as your time. God wants to prosper you just as your soul prospers, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Ecclesiastes 3 says that there's everything, there's a season or a time for every action under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. What time are you in, and where have you planted? What are you birthing right now? Is there something that you need to leave behind that was a transition? It goes on in verse 3 to say a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up. Now, we're not talking about others, but we're talking about the vision, the plan that God has for you. Sometimes we hang on to the good or what we think is good, and we let the God thing pass us by. Good is one of the most evil things that can happen to us because it causes complacency. It goes on in verse 4 to say a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching. And the Lord's just laying it on my heart that there's someone on the line today that you need to quit searching. He's already put it before you, and you keep looking all over the place into many other places, and it's not what God has for you. Stop searching. He's given you your vehicle already. Be faithful with it. Be careful how you live. Don't live like a fool, but live like someone that's wise and make the most of every opportunity. Goes on to, in verse 6 to say, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak. This is your time to share your voice. How are you doing that? What are you doing with it? Goes on to say, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I know that when I'm in the center of God's will, I feel that overwhelming peace that goes beyond understanding. You know, that's how we hear the voice of God, is when we've got that peace that goes beyond understanding. He doesn't always come in a loud thunderous boom or with a billboard flashing in front of us, does he? No. Now, I've heard the audible voice of God a couple of times in my life. And let me tell you, I took notice. But I've also had those moments, and they are hard for me. I'll be really honest with you. That verse, be still and know that I'm God, oh my goodness, the Lord and I have wrestled over that one so many times. But when I am still, and I really listen, and I'm faithful to do the most with every opportunity that he puts before me, I have the peace that goes beyond any measure, that goes beyond anything I could ever imagine. And I'll bet that you would say the exact same thing. So this is your time. This is your appointed time. The Lord's given you the vehicle. He's given you the vision. He's given the dream. Oh, be careful that you speak life into it constantly. Don't ever speak death over it. Believe in every ounce of your being that your time is coming, even if it doesn't make sense now. That God's working behind the scenes on your behalf. You will fulfill your destiny if you're faithful. I hope you're encouraged today by this word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you that this is our appointed time. We love you and we praise you that you've appointed us to be here in this moment today. and that you've given us a hope and a future. And Lord, we ask forgiveness if we haven't redeemed our time wisely, if we haven't ignited the souls around us and kept the fire blazing of our own dream and destiny that you've placed within us. Lord, we know that you've done this so that we can give you glory, so that we can serve you, so that we can build your kingdom. So, Father God, we ask forgiveness if we haven't done what you've asked us to do. But, Lord, we repent, which means that we're turning away today. We've got a fresh start. Father God, help us to be patient and faithful and prayerful and quiet to know the next steps and to trust the path. Lord, you promise that you'll take us through, that you work through us, and Lord, that you'll take us through to the other side. Lord, I thank you for the testimony that you've given me. I thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes the times were tough and I felt like I was only hanging on to you with just my bare tips of my fingernails, I knew you had me. And I knew you'd bring us to the other side. Father, help me to be faithful in fulfilling the appointed time that you've given me. Lord, thank you that our faith is growing and fear is dispelled and dispersed and not allowed to take hold in our lives. We rebuke the fear. We rebuke the condemnation. We rebuke the confusion and the guilt and the frustration in Jesus' name. And we believe right now that you're working behind the scenes on our behalf, that we are going to fulfill our destinies. And Lord, they're coming quickly. Lord, I just praise you that you have helped the recovery of Desi's pastor and that he's going to have an incredible testimony to share as well. We know that's how we overcome the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And Father God, we just pray a blessing upon her and each person that's in voice shot of my voice. Favor, financial blessing, that favor's going out before each person, that business is coming, that finances are coming, even from unexpected places, from the north, the south, the east, the west. Lord, we thank you for these things. And Lord, we don't know what your plan is, but help us to be faithful, to tithe, to give offering, because we know that this is how we work in your kingdom with finances. And Lord, I just feel in my heart that there's been someone that's on the line that hasn't been faithful in their giving and their tithing. Lord, I ask forgiveness on their behalf today, and I ask that you would just show them the way and help them to trust to a greater capacity, because we have nothing without you. We can't even breathe without you. Help us to be faithful there, Lord. And Father God, I just praise you that Jean and her mom are on vacation. Praise you, Lord. How wonderful. How wonderful. And Lord, I just pray that you will continue to give them wisdom in the negotiation of the severance, Lord. We praise you for that. We thank you that you've already got this handled, that we don't have to be concerned, that they can stand in perfect peace. We bind the enemy in Jesus' name, and we walk in the victory that you've provided. Father God, I love you and I praise you, and I thank you that there are so many amazing things that are going to happen this week as people step into their appointed time. Help them to do that with greater fervency. Help them to do that with a greater passion and fire inside of them. Lord, help them to prosper as their soul prospers. Help them to be mindful of what they're doing with their mind, their will, and their emotions. That they're making choices that are kingdom-based and not based off of their flesh and their fleshly desires. Lord, open the doors wide. Swing them wide open with new business dealings. Lucrative business dealings, more favor, more influence, more kingdom growth. We promise to give you the glory. We promise to be faithful with them. Because we know that if we just come before you and we ask you, Jesus, to help us with that you will do that. So we ask that in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will bring healing to every emotion, to the financial situations, to places where people are in spiritual depravity. Lord, bring back lost children. Chase them down, Holy Spirit, like it tells us in the Word that you will do. Speak into their lives. Lord, we come against addiction in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray that you'll be with Carol as she's had RV issues, Lord, that you'll give them safe travels and travel mercies, and that you would just miraculously heal their vehicle. Lord, we love you. Help us to be faithful with what you've given us, especially our dream and our destiny. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you for spending time with me this morning and allowing me to minister to you. Know that if you have any prayer requests, you can go to The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook and message me there. I'd be happy to pray for you throughout the week. Invite your friends to come as well, because I think that it's important that we share, your friends and your family. If you get value from this and from this time that we have together, invite them to come. They don't have to be a direct seller. They can be anybody. And God's going to bless them. I just know it. So thank you again for spending time with me. Know that I'll be faithfully praying for you and your business and your prayer requests. And know that God is going to bless you and your family tremendously. Step into your appointed time. Now's the time. I'll be with you guys again next Monday. Take care, everybody. Bye now.